I'm delighted to welcome aboard from the New York Post, Paul Schwartz, my buddy on the Giants beat. Giants mandatory minicamp begins tomorrow, as it does for the New York Jets. Paul, how are you?
Kim, how are you? Yes, it is mandatory, so I will.
For all of us.
I will not be fined. I will be there. I can't afford it.
I just saw you Saturday at the Landon Collins event. The whole beat was there as well. You know, that really is a nice event, Paul, and I love that Tom Coughlin stopped by, since Landon Collins' game does benefit the Tom Coughlin J Fund.
No, it is. It's a great event. I mean, I think there were like something like 20 current and former running backs on the Giants there. This, Joe, license plate guy, does a great job organizing it. Obviously, Landon Collins. And, it's fun. I mean, you get to see. I mean, who knew that Shane Smith, the fullback, I'm going to try to go there tomorrow and broker a deal with the Mets to see if he can. I can't imagine he can't play first base for the Mets, right? And bat fourth or fifth for them?
His 11 home runs in that home run derby were no joke. I mean, I know that's a minor league ballpark, but whatever the league is, but it doesn't matter. I mean, he was hitting them. It was amazing how far he was hitting those home runs.
Well, last year, the safety, Andrew Adams, yes, hit 16. I mean, he was on fire. So, yeah, it was good. And in the game, Davis Webb, who vowed that he would have a big game. He's pretty confident
yes,
in his
he is.
Football, baseball skills, and he hit four home runs in the actual softball game. So, Saquon didn't get hurt. Nobody got hurt, so they made a lot of money, so all good.
Yeah, the one thing about that game, you kind of, just there as a reporter, you'd hate to see an injury in that kind of game. That's what I guess I always think of, and now because of Clay Matthews, that's real, except that in that game, the players don't catch or pitch, which seems like a very good idea.
Yeah, but look, let's face it, Kim. You saw Saquon's first at bat. He hits a little ground ball, right? He ran pretty hard to first base.
Yeah, he did.
Right? You know, I mean, I'm not saying he ran a 4-4, but he ran. And, yes, when you watch a guy, an athlete, running in not his deal there, yes, you hope he doesn't trip over the bag or do something silly. But by and large, he's a very smart guy, and they know what they're doing. Saquon showed a lot of really interesting moves in dodgeball. I mean, there was a couple of times it looked like he was trying to avoid a linebacker coming at him and, ducking behind some guys and not getting hit. He might have some athletic ability the Giants can use, I would think.
I'm curious, because I haven't actually asked you this. I had a head start. You know, he's a Penn Stater. But what do you think of Saquon Barkley?
Well, the cynic in me says, well, when is the next shoe to drop? Because when is the first shoe to drop? Because he's perfect. Now, nobody's perfect, and he'll lose 4 yards on a play, or maybe he'll say something he shouldn't. But he's a class act. I mean, athletically, you know, you don't need me to come on, in June to say what kind of athlete the guy is. I mean, the guy is a freak athlete. He looks, to me, the amazing thing about Saquon, you just woke me up in the middle of the night, and I didn't know who the guy was, and you put him in front of me, and he said, how much does he weigh? I would say he probably weighs about 210, 215, and then you tell me what he weighs 230. Which is just remarkable. But then, of course, when you scan down to his legs, you say, well, maybe about 100 of those 230 are in his thighs and his calves, which is a great place to have all that weight, because you can see defensive backs just bouncing off those big thick legs. And he's just a pleasant guy to be around. I don't like the expression, Kim. You know how a lot of people in our business say he says all the right things?
Right. I know what you're going to say, but I don't want to interrupt you. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, you say he says all the right things, which in the back of your mind, you're saying, because he doesn't really mean those things, but he's just saying them because it sounds right. Saquon says all the right things, and I believe he means everything he says. He just is good family, good upbringing. Humble, considering what he has been through and what has been said about him, he seems very humble. Eli Manning today at an event he had in Mount Kisco.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a Guiding Eyes for the Blind event, said that one thing about Saquon is he seems very eager to learn and very humble. And that's a great thing to have.
What else? Did Eli have any other notes today that you'd like to share?
Yeah, a couple of things. Obviously excited for the minicamp. He admitted that, you know, I asked him about in 2015, he went through, he did not have a contract. You know, he had a contract. He wanted a contract extension. Negotiations were going on. And he said, It can. He called it a hassle. Hmm. He said it can be a hassle. Yeah, and he and obviously, you know, Eli so well. He is not the kind of guy who's hassled very easily.
Right.
And he said, even though it's not on your mind and you're not thinking about it, everyone's asking about it, everyone's bringing it up. It's all in the papers. Everyone's talking about it. And he said, hopefully, everything with Odell, you know, whether it gets solved or whatever, it's something that you don't have to keep answering about it. So let's not forget, Eli did not sign his extension till September 9th, which was 2 days before the season opener. So we have a long way to go before Odell can be signed here, and there's still plenty of time. But you know, Eli seems to think it won't be a problem.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post with me, Kim Jones here on The Fan. Paul, when you look at this offense, I know I don't have to remind you, but I do think it's worth noting the statistic, has not averaged 20 points per game in either of the last two seasons, which is simply unacceptable. And we know there are mitigating circumstances. I understand that. How optimistic are you that this offense will be more explosive, which in my mind automatically means generating more points?
Well, it's interesting. Eli mentioned today, and I'm sure it's something I think we've talked about and you've noticed, Eli said there is a more concerted effort to throw the ball down the field.
You know, yes!
He sees that in this offense already. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, Air Coryell and Dan Fouts,
no,
he's going to be Dan Marino, but he said there's more of an emphasis. It's not get the ball out of your hands.
That plays to Eli's strengths, though, Paul, so much better, I think.
Tremendously. He's. I mean, he is not a singles hitter. He's a, you know, the strange thing about Eli, Kim, is that he seems conservative and reserved and you know, very steady and never gets hurt. But Eli is a gunslinger, right?
Yes.
He makes too many mistakes.
Look at the interceptions.
At
he's absolutely,
yes.
I 100% agree, Paul.
He is not, you know, he's like a, you know, he's not this conservative quarterback. He wants to throw the ball. He really, respects his arm and thinks his arm is good. He really has confidence. When he has confidence in his receivers, he'll let them go up and get the ball, so he'll throw it in traffic. We know that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that this offense was missing. And, look, you can throw all the slants to Odell you want, and, you know, a lot of them go for 7, 8, or 10 yards, and some go for 60. That's great, but they were living off that way too often because they were so afraid to have Eli sit back there before he get creamed because his offensive line couldn't block for him. You need to throw down the ball down the field, and with the play action pass, which I think should be really good with Saquon back there, you know, there's no reason why this offense shouldn't be a top 8 or 10 offense. I don't think there's any question they have the potential for that.
I find it interesting, Paul. I mean, I'm getting, you know, I'm aging before my own eyes. So I'm, you know, the old and the wisdom does come together, I think, at some point for, you know, a fleeting moment or two. I do believe in life, and I have to believe the NFL is the same way. The more you are intent on not making mistakes, the more you're going to not only make them, but you're going to make them at a colossal level. Now, I have to believe not turning the ball over has been on Eli's mind enough over the last couple years that if he can get to a point where he's confident in the O-line, you make that great point, confident in the players around him, and can play a little more free, I have to believe he refines some of his good play. He can't turn back the clock, but I think he can still be a better quarterback than we've seen lately. What do you think?
Well, Kim, Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur are, and John Mara and Steve Tisch are banking on it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they, this is all in. This is, you know, remember what was Antrell's great rallying cry in 2011? All in. They are all in on Eli. I mean, they could have drafted any of these quarterbacks other than Baker Mayfield, and they passed on them. And they are all in on Eli. They got Eli. What do? They got the best running back in the draft and one of the best guards in the draft. That is basically giving Eli the two greatest early Christmas presents ever. So, I agree that he, look, he looks great. I saw him at this event today. He is trimmer and leaner than he was as a rookie. He really is. I mean, the guy is in very, very good shape. He's not an exquisite athlete. We know that. He doesn't run great or all these other things. But, you know, it is all set up for him to have a bounce back year. I was actually driving up there today. I was thinking, would Eli be eligible to be like a comeback player of the year? I mean, it's an interesting.
Odell
it's
is.
Not,
I'll tell you who is Odell.
See, it's interesting, right? Because you say, what are you coming back from, right? Injury is the number one thing.
Yes.
You know, I think people like it. You know, drug suspensions and things like that, people don't really like giving a comeback. But Odell, after playing five games, would be definitely for it. And, you know, in some way, it would be interesting. If Eli has a big year, do you say, can a guy of his stature be eligible, or not eligible, but would be a favorite for a comeback player of the year? He certainly has that in him, I think.
Well, and a lot of people have counted him out. I'll tell you this. I think we can just agree and move on that Giants fans are going to love Nate Solder when they hear from him, when they watch him play. They're just going to love him. I think the sneaky love affair from Giants fans this season, Paul Schwartz, is going to be Will Hernandez. Because I think he is going to be I almost said something I would have regretted, and that Paul might have had, and Tommy might have had to dump. I just almost made that mistake. He is going to be a tough guy on the field. We'll go tough guy. And Giants fans are going to love that from an offensive lineman.
Well, put it this way, Kim. Who was probably the most popular offensive lineman of the other two Super Bowl? Was Rich Seubert, right? Everybody loved Rich Seubert.
Love.
He was not the best offensive lineman, but he was the toughest. We would all win bets easily, except no one. We wouldn't bet each other because we knew it. Who's going to have the first fight of training camp?
Yes.
It's going to be Rich Seubert.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, it just was, and you know, he was at this softball game. You saw him. He's lost weight. He's in great shape.
Yeah, he's so great. He and Sean O'Hara were so great at that game.
And he's just, you know, people loved him because he got it. He was now Will Hernandez has a much greater pedigree. Rich Seubert was not drafted.
Right.
Will Hernandez is a second round pick. But I agree. Look, Nate Solder is a guy, I don't know if you love, you just have great respect and admiration for him because you say
he's remarkable.
You know what you do? You put him out there and you don't think about him.
Yep.
You know, that's the beauty of Nate Solder. You don't think about him. But Will Hernandez it'll be interesting, you know, if he can live up to this hype that we have for him. You know, in some ways, I'm more anxious to see him than any of the rookies, just
agreed,
because I want to see. Sean O'Hara made a great point the other day. He said, in watching film of Will Hernandez, he looks disappointed when they blow the whistle and the play is over. But in his mind, he says, I want to hit somebody else.
Right.
Once they blow the whistle, I'm not allowed to hit anybody.
Right.
I mean, that sounds like Rich Seubert.
Well, and just to keep it here, because I only have a minute left with you, so I want to just keep it here. We'll get to defense another time and that kind of thing. I mean, Will Hernandez spent time with his family living in a storage shed because they lost their home. And to the person who might say, okay, whatever, but I sense from just meeting him and interviewing him once so far, Paul, he has a great appreciation for the position he's in. He doesn't take any of it for granted. And he's a guy, he couldn't stand up in the shed. He was too tall. The ceiling was too low. I mean, this is a guy who very much is a worker, a grinder. The blue-collar O-lineman is always one that is going to find a way to make it if he's talented. This guy is clearly talented.
But also, remarkably, I don't think we've ever covered a player who went 0-12 in his senior year.
Right.
I mean, they did not win a game at Texas El Paso. And the fact that the Giants loved that every play they saw of him, he didn't hang his head, he was playing hard. I mean, that says something, too. So, personally, he had to overcome a lot. Certainly in football, I mean, 0-12.
You're right. Good point.
Most players go in a tank. No, he seems like a gentle Giant off the field. On the field, he seems like a very ungentle Giant. And, Saquon, just, you know, hitch up your wagon behind Will Hernandez, and away we go.
Yep. Saquon comes in with Will Hernandez 1-2. Eli came in with Chris Snee 1-2. We know that one worked out very well. This one, you can only hope, obviously, if you're a Giants fan that it does as well. Paul, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, I thank you so much for joining me.
Anytime, Kim. Thank you.